powerful fae to call open a portal this big. It also meant there was a ley line directly beneath Ryder's club. It was wide open, drawing from this planet and fairy alike to open it. Wind rushed through as the hole opened. A wide meadow with a forest bordering at the edge of it stood where the wall had once been. I looked around, trying to see through the wall of men that surrounded me.
"He isn't inside the club anymore, Sin. He opened the portal,"
Saruk said, noting my quickly measured scan as he held the heels awkwardly. It was as if he'd never held a pair before.
"Here,"
Tristan said, handing me a white cloak.
"You're the white stag,"
he mumbled as he met my stare.
"Put it on before you go through the portal."
I accepted it slowly. The material was soft and cool against my fingers as I unfolded it and shook it out. I inhaled and let it out slowly as I hung it over my shoulders, lifting my face in time to watch Adrian push his way through the wall of men around me. He swallowed and nodded at Zaruk, who nodded back, and the wall of men turned as one, giving us their backs to allow us privacy.
"Tell me to fight him, Sin, and I will."
"He would kill you, Adrian," I murmured as my hand went up to stroke his cold face softly.
"I'd die for you, Sin. I did it once and I'd do it again."
He smiled impishly. "I told you, Adrian. I don't need saving."
"He's going to.
Stop," I cut him off, not needing it drawn out on paper for me. "I know exactly what he will do, Adrian. I'll be okay," I replied, barely above a whisper, knowing the wall was listening.
"It won't change if it happens. It won't change how or what I feel for you, Sin,"
Adrian growled hoarsely. "You have to let me go, Adrian. Just let me go," I rasped as women started moving in the direction of the portal, laughing. They had no sense of self-preservation inside of them. They smiled and laughed, taunting the hunters with hot looks or sashaying their hips. "I get it now, Adrian. I get why you sacrificed yourself for us. You did it because I would have done it for you." He smiled and nodded sadly.
"I would do it again, in a fucking heartbeat, baby."
Saruk spoke low but clear over the noise inside the room.
"Cynthia, it's time."
I exhaled and squared my shoulders, shook off the tremor that threatened to come and stepped forward, pressing a soft kiss to Adrian's forehead. "I got this, Adrian. I agreed to come. I can handle this." I scanned his face as I placed it between my hands to say goodbye, but I let them drop as I felt the power ripple through the club, electrifying and intensely powerful dark magic. My mouth went dry. Whatever words I'd been about to say stuck inside. I didn't need to turn around to know he was there. I could feel his power caressing my skin, his intense stare searing into my soul. I could smell his scent wafting thickly in the air, wild and untamed, sending my senses into overdrive. He'd opened the portal and had come back to openly taunt me.
"Run fast,"
he whispered as he stepped beside me to look down at me with a roguish grin that promised he'd catch me, and fast. I didn't reply, not because I couldn't think of more than 100 different ways to tell him to shove that smile up his ass, but because I was smart enough not to goad my soon-to-be chaser. Nope. I was his fucking rabbit today. He was the wolf. And if I was lucky, I'd make it out of this with some shred of dignity.
"You shouldn't have done this, Ryder,"
I whispered, meeting his piercing stare with one of my own.
"I suggest you stay away from the other females."
He tilted his head, drilling his challenge in as his eyes warned of what he meant.
"And the other hunters, for their own protection,"
he said with a soft smile. Legends of the Wild Hunt hinted that not all of the women here would make it out alive. I turned my head, looking at the women and wondering, if they knew the truth, would they panic? Run or scream, maybe? I couldn't save them, and from the smile and defiance in some of the women's eyes, I could tell some were well aware of what was at stake. "Do they know?" I asked in a small voice as my eyes came back to rest on his. His eyes grew somber as his smile grew tense. He bowed his head, his voice harsh as he spoke.
"Are you sure you want the answer, Sin? You should be more concerned with what I plan to do with you once I have you at my mercy."
I wasn't worried about what he would do to me. I already knew. Surprisingly, I wanted him to catch me. I wanted to feel his touch on my skin, his mouth seducing my own. I wanted him, and it burned inside of me, like a fire out of control. It was unlike anything I had ever felt before, a need so primitive and wild that it consumed me from within. The brunette made her way through the crowd, her full ruby lips smiling as she walked to the front of the portal. "You have a head start. I would use it wisely. When the hunters are released, the portal will close." She paused, smiling coldly. "Locking you all in. You can only return with whichever hunter you succumb to. You may pass now." She moved to the side as women took off, running in every direction. I stood, watching the others run as if their very lives depended on it, which for some it did. I watched them with a calmness I shouldn't have felt. Well, I was calm until every eye in the place turned in my direction, because I had yet to exit through the portal. I smiled and turned back to Ryder. "Good hunting." His mouth opened and closed, as if he couldn't believe I just wished him luck hunting my own ass down. His smile was brilliant when it flowed onto his face.
"Better run fast and hard, pet, and I suggest you get started. I'm already impatient to catch you."
"Bring it, fairy." I smiled, walking off barefoot into the realm of fairy. It felt as if I had been wandering around for only a few minutes, but time had no bearing inside fairy. Worse than that, I had no idea how they calculated it. I'd passed the flowers the Rook had been talking about. Women were lying around them, doing things to themselves best left unsaid. The forest was growing denser, and my feet screamed with every step I took. I'd considered stopping and just waiting for him to find me, but he didn't deserve an easy catch. He deserved a punch in the nose, or worse. I jumped as a ripple tore through the air, the green leaves shuddering from the forest a moment before the air grew thicker, tainted with a growing disturbance. I turned and ran forward as fast as my battered feet would take me. I heard hounds howling and snarling in the distance as I moved further into the wooded area. Adrenaline kicked into overdrive, my mind screaming. I calmed the overwhelming urge to panic, pushing away the sound of the hounds as they howled in warning of the approaching hunter. Water beat against rocks to the west. I turned and ran toward it, hoping to cover my scent from the hounds. I ran over grass and branches and came to a skidding halt on the edge of a cliff. I peeked over the edge and scanned for a simpler way down, then looked back over my shoulder as the beating of hooves grew closer. The hounds and a hunter were growing closer. I swallowed and turned completely around, waiting, watching. I'm not sure how I knew it was Ryder that approached. Maybe it was the pulse of power radiating from his body. It was incredibly stronger here, where it had been dampened inside my world. He sat atop a beautiful stallion, the horse stomping on the ground as it fought the rider for control to run freely, its sleek black body shining in the sun's burning light as its wild red eyes searched frantically for more open field to run through. The hounds broke from the bushes and circled the horse, heads low with ears drawn back as they watched me closely. I stepped back as I lifted my eyes to Ryder, who had found me faster than I thought he would. He was incredibly beautiful atop his mount, his eyes glowing from within the cloak gave him away. He looked like something from an age long past, or a battle scene depicted in a museum. A long, heavy cloak with a hood was drawn over his head in a heavy obsidian fabric that looked as if it could absorb light. Under it, he wore a tunic and trousers of the same fabric. Thick black straps studded with onyx jewels set in dulled silver crisscrossed his chest, holding a variety of wicked-looking blades, as if he was expecting a fight. I licked my dry lips, then stepped even further back, and had to work to keep my balance as rocks fell from the cliff's edge. When I was back on solid ground, I flung my eyes back toward the dark prince. His eyes swirled with adrenaline from the hunt, his wild electrical current, wickedly abundant here, sizzled over my flesh, kissing it. "Careful, Sin," he whispered as he lifted his hand to remove the hood, exposing his face. He was even more beautiful in full fey form. His face was lit up with his brands, his chest displaying them enticingly where his cloak was open enough to show them. I said nothing, just watched him as he did the same to me. I looked down once more, judging the distance between the top of the cliff and the enchanting pool below it. A waterfall pounded into the water from the other side relentlessly. It was beautiful and serene, so unlike the emotions and adrenaline pulsing through me now. He narrowed his eyes as he figured out what I was planning.
"Don't you even fucking—"
I spun around and jumped. A few things go through your mind when you do something stupid. Like, oh hell, this was stupid. Along with that moment of perfect clarity that this might be the last stupid thing you ever do. I just swan-dived off a cliff without any knowledge of how deep the water was, or if it held the Loch Ness Monster in its watery depths. I didn't have long to wait before I hit the water smoothly. Luckily, it was deep enough to dive into without being injured. I turned my body around and pushed off the bottom rock's slime-covered tops, then crested the water's surface effortlessly. I scanned the top of the cliffs for Ryder, but he was no longer there. I turned toward the shore and kicked my legs, sending my body in the correct direction. When my feet were able to touch the bottom without submerging my head, I walked up and sat on a rock to catch my breath.
"That was stupid,"
Adrian said from behind me. I spun around and took him in. He was wearing a cloak similar to Ryder's, but Adrian's was crimson instead of onyx. I backed away from him, my feet once again in the watery pool. "Adrian?" I warned as he lifted his blood-red eyes to me. They matched his cloak. Looks like Ryder wasn't the only one who looked different inside a fairy.
"I won't fight him, Sin. But I'm damn sure that I'm not leaving you unprotected in this fairy cesspool. Don't ask me to,"
he said, taking the place where I had been sitting on the rock. I stood in the pool's cool embrace, letting the soreness from running wash away with the crisp, cool water. "What's it like, Adrian?" I asked, lifting my eyes to meet his.
"Don't ask me if I sparkle. So fucking tired of being asked that."
He smiled, but it wasn't the same as it had been when we were together. He now had fangs that took away from it and left it cold.
"It's different. I was able to keep the connection I had to you, though. I should have let it go, but I couldn't bring myself to do it, since it would have been felt by the coven. Didn't want you coming to look for me. It wasn't safe."
"You should have. It left us open, Adrian." He was about to reply when he turned his head and disappeared, just as he had last time. I stood in the water, not daring to move as Ryder walked through the clearing to the water's edge.
"You jumped off a fucking cliff, Sin."
I smiled and nodded my head as he stepped closer, his hounds surrounding us silently. When he reached me and stood inches away, he sniffed the air and shook his head, his eyes slowly searching my body for injury. "I'm an enforcer, and oftentimes an assassin, Ryder. I free fall from buildings when needed. I jumped, but I'm fine. Besides being wet," I said icily. "I wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for him anyway." I gave him my best smile before wading further away from him, back into the water. He followed me in slowly, his boots making the water ripple as he walked up behind me and pulled my body back against his heat.
"Decide, Sin,"
he said quietly. Either way, I end up with you, Ryder. It's not a choice. I spun around in his arms and lifted my face to him. I wrapped my hands around the cloak's soft material and watched him as he lowered his head slowly.
I need you to say it out loud, Sin. I won't force the answer from you.
He replied before dropping his lips to fan softly across mine. I gasped at the connection. It was sizzling. My mind went blank as his arms pulled me in and his kiss deepened until air was insubstantial. Everything faded away but him and the need to have him, to allow him to dominate me. He pulled away as I gave in.
Let me have you for one night.
His eyes searched mine briefly. Yes, I replied with more heat in my tone than I thought would be there. His mouth claimed mine in a demanding kiss. When he pulled away, pulling me toward his massive stallion, I had to run to keep up for fear of being dragged in his haste. Where are we going? I asked, taking in the sizes of some of the hounds who now followed us. They were huge, and one had emerald green eyes that watched me intently. He spun around and smiled victoriously, his hand releasing mine as he reached into the cloak and pulled out the silver chain I'd been relieved of inside the club. His eyes locked with mine as he leaned in to place it over my head and click the clasp back into place. I moaned against him as the pleasurable emotions flooded through me once more. He held me through them, his eyes watching the reaction with pleasure.
I'm taking you to some place we can be alone. Come.
Alone with Ryder? I shivered, but managed to hide it from him as he easily jumped up to straddle the horse and offer me his hand. I'd never even been on a horse before. Sure, I'd seen a few in the sprawling countryside, but riding them was an entirely different thing than looking at them as I passed them in a field. He pulled me up to sit in front of him. I almost screamed when the horse decided to buck once under the weight. Ryder's boyish laughter was the only thing that kept me on the monster's back.
He can feel your unease, Sen. Lean back against me.
He continued. I leaned against him, and he took off at a slow trot, the hounds easily keeping up with us as he made his way south down a small trail. It was hard to think of anything else besides Ryder as we made our way through the dense foliage. I closed my eyes and enjoyed the feel of his massive body beneath mine. Like this, with him, I felt safe, as if I could let go and not worry about protecting everything around me. I opened them as I felt the air grow thick around us, power radiating from the male behind me as we stepped through one scene into another. I gasped as the sensation of being in two worlds collided through me, intense and overwhelming yet painless. You sifted us? I looked around, marveling at the scenery. It was beyond anything I had ever imagined. The sky was a mix of vibrant oranges, blues, and reds as two moons sat on the horizon, cresting over the top of a mountain. The area around us was a grassy knoll with a thin body of illuminated water that flowed into a pond, which was fed from a waterfall. Ryder leaned his lips against my ear when I sat up to get a better look around and whispered,
"Welcome to the fairy pool, Sin."
Wicked laughter followed his words.
"And no, I didn't sift us, so much as I opened a new portal to Scotland. A Scotland unlike any you will ever see from the tour guide, as this side is in fairy. These pools cross between our worlds and feed the fairy pools of the human world."
"The fairy pools?" I asked, turning my gaze back to where the water looked illuminated from beneath the glowing surface. I'd heard about the fairy pools in Scotland, had always wanted to see them. The algae glowed beneath the water and created an enchanted beauty, which had earned it the name of the fairy pools. "It's beautiful," I said when he said nothing. He dismounted and held his hand up for me to do the same. I did so willingly, as the horse instantly started to thrash without his master on his back. Ryder released the reins he held in his other hand and slapped the horse's hindquarters, which sent the wild beast running. I watched it run to the edge of the water and lower its head to drink. I dismissed the horse and turned around to find Ryder staring at me, his eyes smiling with victory. His smile was captivating, if not a little bit too cocky. So what happens now, Ryder?
Now you finally give in and admit you want me.
He purred huskily. I snorted. Okay, I want you. He crinkled his nose and smiled.
That's not what I meant, and you know it.
I grinned. Oh, Ryder, I can't wait to feel you over my skin, touching, tasting me, teasing my body. I stopped as he tossed back his head and laughed outright. Okay, I was being sarcastic, but I had planned on teasing him and then laughing at him, not the other way around. When he was done laughing, he snapped his fingers and licked his teeth.
Get inside. There's a bath in the second room on the left, Sin.
And where the hell? I stopped, noticing a structure that hadn't been there just a moment before when I was talking. You just built a freaking house. Habitat for Humanity would so love you.
We're inside Fairy. I can manipulate everything here with magic far easier. Go bathe, Sin. I will join you in a minute when I get the hounds settled.
He said, turning to whistle down the sprawling countryside. I shook my head and started toward the small, cozy house that invited me in with its warm light glowing from within. I looked right in place with the sprawling countryside around it, as if it belonged here. At the door, I hesitated. I looked up at the starless sky and twisted the knob. Chapter 28. Inside was another story. It looked nothing like it did from the outside. Where the front room or entryway should have been was a sprawling bedroom. The bed, like all his others, was big enough to fit a few bodies on it. Metal-framed, with white silk covering the mattress. Pillows sat over the top of it, varying in shapes and sizes. The walls were covered in gold crisscross patterns, while a plush carpet of the softest fabric covered the floor. I stepped in and let my feet sink in, exhaling slowly. I looked around for the door Ryder mentioned, since a heated bath sounded amazing after running and jumping into the lake's cold water. I gasped as I stepped into the outrageously stunning room. Hot water welcomed me, bubbles covering the surface, and a bottle of wine sat chilling in a silver ice bucket. The entire room was sky blue, with a huge dark blue oval soaking tub, big enough for a few people. I raised my eyebrows, wondering why everything involving Ryder was always big enough to fit an orgy inside of it. I was still standing inside the large bathroom when he came in behind me, his close proximity causing my nerves to rise. His hands came around me and pulled the skirt of the dress up slowly. Ryder, I said softly.
Having second thoughts, pet?
He whispered against my ear. No, I just need you to promise that you won't feed from me. I answered him quietly.
I told you I wouldn't. Not unless you asked for it. Most do, you know.
He murmured against my ear softly. His fingers caressed my skin as he lifted the dress up and over my head silently. My breathing grew labored as my lungs took in air and released it in quick, short gasps. My heart was racing from his touch, from knowing what we would be doing soon. It had been a long time since I'd even considered having sex. His hand came up and pushed my hair to the side as his breath fanned the back of my neck. His lips touched it slowly, making small bumps break loose over the surface. He growled as his fingers looped through the small thong I'd worn. His breath trailed down my spine as he bent lower to remove them completely, kissing my skin as he did so. I don't know what I'd expected from Ryder, but that wasn't it. Not this gentleness from him. He kissed his way back up my legs, sending small bumps and gentle waves of heat to my core until he reached my ass. I felt his teeth a second before they sank in, softly nipping at the skin. I yelped and spun around. He was naked, his Celtic brands pulsing beneath his skin. His eyes glowed with liquid gold as they looked up at me from the floor while I stepped out of my panties. I exhaled shakily as he bared my flesh for his inspection, slowly coming back up, watching me with dangerous fire lighting in his eyes.
"Are you wet for me, Sen?"
I moaned as his fingers pressed against the growing ache he was creating inside of me, his fingers rubbing against my naked sex as his mouth lowered until it found mine and kissed me softly. I captured his moan with my lips, and his tongue pushed through them, demanding more. He pulled away, leaving me breathless as his wickedly handsome smile flowed up to shine in his bronze gaze.
"Get in the bath, Sen, before I bend you over and fuck you right here, right now."
I shook from the intensity in his voice, smooth and commanding. I turned and stepped over the edge and sank beneath the bubbles hurriedly. The water was warm and comforting, even with my nerves fighting to take control. I watched Ryder from the corner of my eye as he stepped into view with his playful grin still in place. His legs were thickly muscled, bare of tattoos, and his cock stood up erect, pressing against his navel. My lungs stopped working as I took it in. Nerves flared to life inside my mind, and I considered hightailing it out of the tub. The guy was amazing and sexually appealing, his body a sleek and well-defined mass of muscles.
"You keep staring at my cock, pet, and this is going to move faster than either of us wants it to,"
he said, rasping his words as if he was as hot and bothered as I was. That bath was doomed to a half-life with the heat level inside the room. I tore my eyes away from him, with a nervous laugh bubbling inside of me. He stepped in and slid his magnificent body slowly into the water.
"Relax, Sen. I promise to be gentle. The first time."
"The first time?" I asked hesitantly, meeting his hard, penetrating stare. His eyes challenged me, but he remained silent as he pulled one of my legs out from where I had been holding them up against my body. His eyes stayed locked with mine as his fingers rubbed the pads of my foot.
"This isn't going to be over fast, Sen. It's going to take more than once to get you out of my system."
I wasn't sure I wanted to be out of his system. I should have been happy to hear it, but it sat like a rock on my chest. "You really think you can fuck me out of your system?"
"No, Sen. Nothing with you could be that easy,"
he said, showing his teeth as he pulled my leg and made me lose my balance in the water. I splashed on instinct, caught off guard by his heated words. His laughter echoed through the room as he pulled me closer by my leg. I sputtered, spitting bubble bath from my mouth as I came up inches away from his lips. "You're an ass," I tried to sound stern. Instead, it was followed by laughter, which only grew as he watched me.
"By the gods, you're so fucking beautiful,"
he whispered as my laughter died down. I swallowed and tried to think of something to say back to him. I gave in and kissed his lips instead. It was the first time I'd really kissed him, and I wasn't ready for the fire that ignited inside of us. He picked me up easily. Water cascaded from our bodies as he stepped out of the tub without breaking the kiss, then carried me into the other room. When he did break the kiss, I growled with the need for him to continue. It made his eyes constrict with heat. I allowed him to set me slowly on the floor as his hands trailed down my body.
"I need you to know that we are leaving here within 24 hours, and I'm going to use every fucking minute of it, Sen."
"Ryder," I whispered, not sure how to get out of this unscathed.
24 hours. Anything I want to do to you. Give me that much, Sen."
His voice matched mine. It was raspy, hoarse. He was 100% Fae in this place, hunter to the core. His eyes tracked every minuscule move I made. My core jerked awake with his words. 24 hours of giving Ryder what he wanted. The image of his body fucking Claire's came floating into my mind. My throat closed as my mouth went dry. The idea was terrifying and enticing at the same time. Ryder wasn't the type of man you walked away from. You crawled on hands and knees trying to remember who you had been before his touch corrupted you.
Decide now.
One condition, I whispered, knowing I'd already lost the fight. He cocked a dark eyebrow and tilted his head, listening.
Ryder. She thinks she can bargain with me. I can smell her pussy already, begging to be fucked by me. She's succumbing to the alcohol in her system. She's not on edge here, not yet. Her eyes are constricting with need, her pussy clenching with the urge to be punished and used by me. My hands itch to touch her, to grab her hair and make those pretty fucking lips wrap around my cock. I want to watch her fuck me with her mouth until I come inside of it. I watch her pupils dilate and constrict, her lips flaring. She's all woman, tempting me when she shouldn't be. She's less than I am, and yet I can think of no one else, nothing besides how she is going to feel and look when I fuck her raw. She fights me, fights her needs, and yet I can still smell it on her. Every fucking time. She smells erotic, her wetness drenching her pink folds. I need to watch heat ignite in her vivid blue eyes as she accepts me inside her body. I want to watch as the heat from lust fills inside her endless depths and her pussy grows moist with her need while I'm driving my cock deep inside of her. Say it. Agree to it, Cynthia. I growl. My cock is hard, hard as fucking steel with the need to be fucked by those juicy red lips to dominate her completely. She doesn't answer me, and it pisses me off. Sin, I warn her, letting the need I feel in my cock enter my voice.
Don't make me forget it, please.
Her voice is filled with her resolve. Her answer shocks me. I would have thought she'd ask for the memory of tonight to be erased. I hate that I can't fucking predict what she does, what she's going to say. In my world, it's deadly. I'm going to fuck you hard. She needs to know I won't be myself. I'll be driven by the need to fuck her until she submits to me in every way possible. She lowers her eyes briefly. She's hiding the fear my words flare inside of her. When she lifts them again, I see more resolve and lust. Her body tightens with need. She wants this. Maybe she always wanted me to remove the option of saying no for her. I had seen it in her eyes as she watched me fuck Claire in my office. She wanted to take her place. She wanted me to bend her over, spread her apart, and feed from her instead of Claire. And fuck if I wouldn't have done so in a fucking heartbeat if I hadn't thought she'd run afterward. The hunger she created was wild and undeniable. I watch as her nipples harden with my words, the musky scent of her wetness drifts in the air. My hounds growl fiercely and howl wildly into the night, feeling my excitement from where they are outside the door, guarding us from intrusion. The hunt makes them wild, lets them become the beast for a while. Say it, I growl, struggling against the urge to fuck her here and now. If it was anyone else, I would. But this is Sin, and she needs to be shown the difference between a boy and man.
I'm yours for 24 hours. No tricks, no walls, Ryder.
She whispers, her eyes narrowing with self-loathing. She hates it as much as I do, this fucked-up electrical pulse that ignites the air around us when we're near one another. That's not what I need to hear from you. Now say it. Her tongue snakes out, trailing over perfect fuckable lips as she watches me through narrowed eyes. My cock jumps with excitement with what those red lips will be doing to it soon.
anything you want for 24 hours.
She corrects her earlier statement.
I want you.
I barely contain the growl that rushes to my lungs. Excitement makes my pulse increase as she moves to step closer to where I still stand. Her hips flare, and she moves closer to me slowly. I hold my ground, letting her come to me. Those hard buds stand up proudly as her tight breasts jut forward, begging to be pinched and kissed. I'm going to use every fucking minute of my time with her. When she walks tomorrow, if she can, it will be with soreness between those thighs, reminding her that I fucked her, and she's going to be sore everywhere.
Chapter 29. I wanted to cry, yet I couldn't. It was a weakness I couldn't afford with this man. I shouldn't be excited, but I was, and it floored me because I shouldn't be. It was unimaginable. My body was traitorous. Already moisture pooled between my thighs for him. My nipples begged to be touched. The image of him bending Claire over the desk, his rock hard cock making her scream, had been haunting me ever since I walked in on them. I was giving him control. Giving myself over to him for an entire day, or more, if I was right and his agreement was based on Faye's standards. Why did I feel so much excitement when I was supposed to hate his kind? His hand came up as he wrapped it around my back and brought us together, placing his lips on my neck. I blushed as I realized he could feel the hard pebbles my nipples had become.
"Is your pussy wet for me, son? If you lie to me about this, I will punish you."
He growled deeply, his voice thick with lust. I brought my eyes up as my hands went flush with the sinewy muscles of his naked chest and washboard abs. His touch warmed my body instantly. I bit my lip and considered what I should say. If I lied, he would abuse me, and I might like it. If I told him the truth, he would know I was already weak with need for him. "Yes," I whispered. I felt his lips as they curved into a wicked smile on my neck. I could feel the evidence that told me he was affected by me as well. My fingers curled with the need to grab and stroke the silken shaft that was poking against me.
"I could fuck you right now, right here, and you would let me, wouldn't you?"
"Ryder," I growled, needing him to do as he said right now.
"You want it now. Want me to take you. You want me to spread you apart and shove my cock deep inside of this sweet, wet pussy. Don't you, pet?"
His voice was hoarse, rough with need. I would have let him do anything to me at this point. He didn't need me to answer his question. I couldn't if I tried. His fingers were stroking and touching my skin, along with his tongue caressing my neck, and it was too much. I could feel the storm building, close to the surface with his touch, the fire kindling, igniting and burning out of control, for him.
"Get on the bed and face me, pet. I want to see all of you."
I stepped closer to the bed and hesitated as my stomach swirled with nerves. This was it. No going back. If I did this, I'd never be me again. If I did this, there would be me before Ryder and a new me after. No middle. He was the fucking Dark Prince. And right now, he wanted me. And even if it made me less, I wanted him too. I sat down with the decision that it would be worth it in the end.
"I need to taste you. To part your sweet pussy and fuck you with my tongue until you fill my mouth with your sweet honey."
He growled before pulling away, his eyes wicked as he watched my body spasm from just his words. My knees grew weak as my body leaned closer to him. He watched me as his hand explored my sex leisurely. His words left my head spinning. My mouth watered with the image he had drawn. I hated myself for it because I wanted him. He raised his head, and the dangerous intensity in his eyes, the raw need he had for me, almost dropped me to my knees. "I choose when you come tonight, son. I can smell your pussy. You're close to coming, and I haven't even begun to start with you," Ryder growled huskily, his mouth hovering beside my ear. "I need to come, Ryder," I replied, a layer of gravel in my voice. I closed my eyes briefly, fighting to regain my mind. It was a red haze of need. Need for the Fae whose words were taunting me. Those dangerous amber eyes met and held mine captive. I was so fucked. I would never be the same girl I was before I chose to walk into the party with him. I turned away, afraid of the desire I read in those eyes, afraid of what I felt for him. The feeling of being watched made me bold as heat ignited in my nether region with the thought of what was to come. I laid my head on the softest pillow and turned in time to watch Ryder. He stalked me from the edge of the bed, knowing I was already his. His eyes feasted on my naked flesh. "Spread your pussy for me," he whispered thickly. My hands lowered to my flesh and I hesitated briefly, shaking with the urgency to please him, which shouldn't have been there. I'd never allowed another to watch me touch myself. The act was sensual and private, intimate. In the end, the urgency won and I allowed myself to do as he asked and part my flesh for his greedy eyes. I watched as his nostrils flared. I'd long suspected he could smell my need, but I'd refused to believe it. His eyes started to glow with lust, plain and simple. My eyes lowered to his cock and I groaned. He's hugely endowed, and fear of it licks inside my sex-starved mind, making it work against me. He is bigger than anything I have known or tried before. His lips turned up, creating a wickedly sinful grin. "Touch your sweetness for me, Cynthia," he growled as his hand slid down to cup his sex. "I want to hear your noises. Make yourself wet." The heat in his timbre excited and ignited the flame inside my inner vixen. She raised her head and smiled wickedly. The harsh intake of breath that erupted from him as I smoothed my hands over my breasts excited me, and I watched him as he moved closer to watch. When I raised my eyes to meet his, I was amazed at the raw need I saw in them, and my skin grew taut under his greedy gaze. I caressed my naked flesh and watched as flames leapt inside his eyes. He watched me for several more minutes while he did the same to his cock. "Get on your knees on the bed and face me," he growled hungrily. I did it, bending over seductively, allowing the seductress inside of me to splay my hips and ass for him as he ordered me to. When I faced him again, he stepped closer, his hand stroking his shaft. His eyes landed on my lips. I didn't need a guide to know what he wanted from me. I'd done this before, and most of it was instinct and the need to please your lover. My smaller hand replaced his as I looked up to see if that was what he had intended for me to do. His eyes searched mine intently. I lowered my mouth and opened it, using my tongue to flick the tip of his cock. I wouldn't be able to take him completely, but I was damn well willing to try. The hiss that broke from his lips was all the encouragement I needed. I kissed him and licked around his flesh, curving my tongue around his silken length. He was too big, though my tongue still molded to the sensitive side of his thick cock, enjoying the feeling of his heart beating inside of my mouth. My hand tightened around him, jerking him off slowly as I fed my mouth more of him until I felt it pushing against the back of my throat. "Your mouth is so fucking hot, Sen. Fuck, you drive me crazy. Look at me. I want to see your eyes as you fuck me with your mouth," he growled, fisting his hand in my damp hair. He pushed himself further in and began to move inside my eager mouth. He fucked my mouth with his cock as his eyes seared into mine. My teeth scraped against his soft, sensitive skin gently, but firm enough that he growled. His legs strained to keep himself upright. I smiled around his cock, seeing the muscles tense as he pushed in again and again, the saltiness of his pre-cum igniting a fire inside of me. He pulled out, leaving only the head entombed inside of my mouth. his eyes locked with mine in a silent battle of wills before he pulled out completely and used my hair to push me back onto the bed effortlessly, forcefully, in a show of dominance. He was showing me that he was in control. "My turn," he said, dropping to his knees and gripping my hips. He pulled me to the edge of the bed where he was kneeling. I moved my body, sitting up until I was perched on my elbows in an upright position so I could watch him. His eyes still locked with mine as he kneaded my hips. He lowered his eyes to what lay bared to him and grinned devilishly. His hands moved slowly as he spread my legs even further until he had full access to my soaking slit. I was definitely wet for him. There was no hiding the evidence of my desire from him, with my sleek wet heat bared to his greedy eyes. I watched him lower his mouth closer without touching it, without giving me what I needed. "Ryder!" I almost screamed when his tongue came out and licked the sensitive bud softly. His stroke was still firm enough to make my body shake. I dropped my head as he caressed it sensually. He hissed as if he was angry, but his voice, when it broke through the haze, wasn't angry. It was seductive. "Look at me. Open your eyes and watch me fuck you with my mouth, Sin." Shivers erupted over my skin as I forced my head to stop swaying and brought it back up to meet his hungry eyes. The moment I did, he parted me and licked the soft slit slowly, methodically. Watching him as his tongue stroked my most sensitive parts was highly erotic. I moaned as he continued, his eyes taking in every emotion I experienced from his touch. My head felt as if it weighed 1,000 pounds, and eventually it rolled back once more, and he growled as we lost eye contact again. He stood, making me cry out at the loss of the heat his mouth had created on my flesh. I watched as he stood and leaned over me, his cock warning me with what was to come, as he stretched up and grabbed some pillows easily with his tall frame. His brands pulsed and moved with a life of their own. I moaned as I imagined how it would be to finally give in to the urge to trace them with my tongue, just to see how he tasted. He pulled on my hips, adjusting them until I was perched with my ass on the pillow and exposed to him. "Break eye contact and I stop. Everything stops. I want to see you as I fuck you, Sin," he warned heatedly. "I need release. I need you to make me come, Ryder. Now," I begged. "Not until I tell you to come, Sin. In this place, I am your master, and you come when I fucking allow it. Your pussy gets rewarded when you please me. Do you understand, or do I need to teach you how to serve me?" I moaned, but I managed a nod of agreement. 24 hours of this? I'd die. But what a glorious freaking way to go. He sank between my thighs once more, and I willingly opened for him, exposing myself to him as he demanded. My legs trembled from the need for him to continue his ministrations to my core. I watched as he placed soft kisses to my thighs, and his mouth got closer to where I needed him to be. My hands came up and gripped his hair, but his hand came down, stopping mine, and removed them easily to hold them down on my stomach. I felt his fingers as he trailed his free hand down my stomach to my sleek core, touching, feeling, and exploring every inch with a leisure I wasn't feeling. "Ryder!" I growled, shivering as his husky laughter sounded from between my thighs.
"What's wrong, little pet? You want to come, don't you? You want me, a fae, to fuck you hard and fast, don't you? And I will, Cynthia. I plan to fuck you until you're sore from it, until your pussy is swollen and tender, and then I will fuck you again. By the time I am done with you, you will be ruined for every other fucking man in this world and the next. Tomorrow, when you walk, if you can walk, it will remind you that I was inside of you, that I fucked you until you couldn't remember your own fucking name, and that you allowed a fae inside your body and lived."
My womb constricted. My pussy tightened and juices flowed that shouldn't have come, all from his wicked words. He just slapped me with what and who he was, and I couldn't have cared less, just so long as he made good on his words. I cried out as his mouth hovered, his tongue lapping at the juices his heated words had created. Fear flickered in my eyes as I considered his words. He was killing me slowly. My body was so hot, on fire, so ready to explode, and he knew it. He was taking his time, driving me past the brink of rationality. I cried out as his fingers slowly entered me, his eyes low and filled with intensity as he fed me them.
You're so fucking tight, Sen. You want more, don't you? You want to ride my fingers until your pussy comes all over them.
His voice was strained. I cried out as yet another finger entered me, filling me. He pulled them out to the tips and rammed them back in several times before his mouth descended on my clitoris, sucking it in and releasing it in perfect rhythm with his fingers. I was so fucking close. My body was straining, flushed with moisture from the need to find release. I felt my body cresting the glorious peak, but just when I thought I would detonate from it, he stilled all motion of his hand and mouth, thwarting me from coming. My muscles tightened around them, milking them for more, but he refused to allow me to come. Ryder, please, I pleaded, needing to go over, needing to crest that magnificent precipice and ride its waves.
Not yet. Don't even think about it. I'll tell you when you can come, pet.
His mouth lowered, his hot breath fanning my core before his tongue flicked against the soft, sensitive nub. He put another finger inside of me, this time, and the fullness was overwhelming, both painful and pleasurable as he slowly, meticulously pushed them in the tightness. He was preparing me for his massive size. Without this, he'd tear me apart, and we both knew it, but knowing didn't make my body agree with it. This was fucking torture.
You're too tight. I want to put my cock in you so fucking bad, Sen. I want to drive it in until you scream my name. Do you want it, witch? Do you want this fake cock fucking your tight pussy until it comes for me?
He growled as I nodded eagerly, uncaring if he was fey.
Say it. Tell me you want me to fuck you. Say my fucking name.
His eyes captured mine. Ryder, I need you. I moaned it, unable to make my mouth work correctly as he drove his long fingers inside of me, his mouth set inches from the sensitive spot that would make my release instantaneous, if he allowed it.
Tell me to fuck you, Sen. Tell me to fuck this pussy until you come.
I want you to fuck me, Ryder. Fuck my tight pussy. Make me come. I screamed as my body quivered with the need to release. My muscles sucked greedily at his fingers, pulling them even further into my core.
Such a contrast to your normally cool facade. Your body wants me, Cynthia, even as you struggle against what your mind is telling you. You want my fucking cock. You want it buried inside of your tight body, and right now, you'd do anything I asked you to do, just so you could be fucked by this hard cock, wouldn't you?
He growled, and my body responded violently, clenching against the pain and pleasure his fingers were creating deep inside of me. Yes, I screamed, needing his touch more than I needed my fucking pride. He lowered his mouth, hovering even closer than he had been, his eyes locked with mine as he pulled and pushed his thick fingers inside more as he prepared me for his splendid cock.
Not yet, Cynthia.
He warned, his voice filled with gravel. I pushed against his fingers, raising my hips to take even more of him and give him more access, more depth inside of my tight confines. He opened his mouth, watching as my eyes grew lowered with desire. He was going to allow me to finally find release from the need that he'd created, and nothing else mattered. He removed his hand that had been holding mine to my stomach, allowing me to grab his hair the second he released them. His lips hovered, rubbing over my clit softly. I didn't want soft. I needed fast and hurried. I needed to come. Needed my release. Now.
Ryder,
Now, please, I need it now, I cried, feeling it as it started to build. My hips rocked, trying to force his mouth down to where I needed it. Good girl, he whispered. Come for me. He smiled and dropped his head to my soaking core. He drove his fingers deep inside at the perfect tempo with his mouth, sending me instantly over the cliff he'd been holding me over. My body trembled violently as sweat broke out on the back of my neck, small goosebumps flooding over my skin as my nipples hardened even more, if it was possible. This was why women flocked to the Fae. For this, holy freaking sex god. I was still coming back down to earth when I felt him pushing against my entrance with something hard and silken. I cried out as he entered me roughly, swiftly, his magnificent cock tearing me apart as he entered, using my own release to slide himself inside of me easily. Or it should have been. He was too big. Pain tore through me instantly. My body tightened against him, trying to expel him from my body. I scratched his sides as he tried to fight against my own pain until I saw his stamped on his beautiful face. He was staring down at me while holding perfectly still, as if it was hurting him as much as it was currently scaring and hurting me. It hurts, I cried, feeling a single tear slide down my face and land on my breasts where I was still propped up.
Try not to move, Sen. The pain should lessen in a moment. I didn't expect you to be this tight. I knew it would be a tight fit, but you fit me like a fucking glove, and it's been too long since you have allowed someone else inside of you.
That was easier said than done, since I felt an overwhelming need to move with him inside of me. His hand came down, holding my stomach still as he ground his teeth in pain.
You are so fucking tight, pet. Your pussy is stretching for me, adapting to the size. Your pussy is growing wet to give me more access. Can you feel my cock pulsing inside of you, wanting to move, to fuck your tight, wet pussy?
My muscles released slightly, and it was only then that I realized he wasn't even halfway inside of me yet. You won't fit, I whispered softly, and then winced at his hoarse laugh.
You want me inside of you, Sen, and I want to be inside of you. You're strong enough to take me. I'm past the point of no return. I couldn't stop if I wanted to now. I need to be inside of you, Cynthia, right now. Relax. Wrap your legs around my hips and tilt that pretty soft flesh up so I can show you the difference between a little boy and a man fucking your sleek heat.
I considered saying no, but as he kissed away the tear, catching and trailing soft kisses back to its source, I gave in. It was such a gentle contradiction from the Dark Prince I knew. I rocked my hips, enjoying his grunt of pleasure as I did so. I wrapped my legs around his back with a little help from him and tilted my core, giving him a better angle to feed me his cock. And he did. He pushed further inside, his soft words of encouragement driving all the pain away as he put inch after glorious inch deeper into my core until I could feel him pushing against my womb with his cock.
Bloody hell, woman, you were made for my cock,
he growled as he brought his lips down softly to press against mine. His kiss was hard and driven by his need. I met his pace, giving him back everything I had. He started to move his hips slowly, and I cried out from the fullness he was creating inside of me, his mouth catching and smothering it. He pulled away, his eyes locking with mine as he pulled himself out and rammed it in hard. My body shook with the need to come, to explode and shatter against his silken shaft. My legs trembled from the sensations. Nothing in the world could have prepared me for this. Nothing could prepare anyone for something as beautiful as this dark, sensual creature that was between my legs and buried inside my body. His amber eyes watched as I just felt him moving, his fullness and his touch as he rode me. I forgot to think when he was inside me. The only thing that mattered was this storm he was creating.
Ryder. Her body consumes me, unlike anything I have ever had before. I'm losing fucking control, like a fucking youth in transition experiencing his first feeding. She's so fucking tight and sweet. I need to move harder, faster. She's as glorious as I thought she'd be. The need to fuck is overriding her mind. She's moaning and begging me for more. God, her pussy. So tight, so fucking gloriously tight and hot in her need and slick from her release, with another one growing inside of her already. Her pupils dilate, the storm of her body tightening, building. She's a fucking goddess, and she's mine. The beautiful chaos in her eyes drives me insane. I need more. I need everything she can give. I need to push her from my system. 24 hours is not enough time. I'm not sure a lifetime of fucking her will be enough to sate the beast inside of me. Teeth grinding, her small sighs and moans drive me insane as her pussy milks me, sucking, pulling me further inside her slick heat. I growl as the beast demands to move deeper, demanding to punish her body for making us wait for this, for her. She won't deny me after this. She can no longer pretend that this electrical fucking attraction doesn't exist, not after this. Not when she's moaning for more and her pussy is soaking wet for me. Her body tightens, nipples puckering up and demanding my touch, my mouth, my cock. Tight fit, yet she took it gloriously, wantonly. She's so fucking beautiful, so wild in her lust. Her hips spread and her nails demand more of it. It is so fucking hot to watch her eyes grow hazy with lust, her teeth worrying at her lip as I shove my rock-hard cock further, allowing the beast to add his inches for her greedy pussy. Her eyes widen as I grow larger inside of her, pushing against her womb, demanding she take all of it. I pull out a few inches and watch as she demands them back. She's lost in the throes of need, beautiful fucking chaos. Her body trembles for the release that I'm holding at bay, teasing her body with. She isn't ready for this one. The last was only a sample. The next is going to send her over the edge, and I plan to watch her as she falls. You're so tight. I need to fuck you hard, Sin. I need to fuck your pussy hard. Are you ready? I growl it. She's greedy, and her body is taking my cock and accepting it. She cries out. Her sultry voice makes my balls tighten with the need to release. She's exotic, a diamond in that fucking pile of rocks. I shove myself in until my nuts scrape against her tight ass, hitting it hard as she takes me inside of her willingly. Her legs quiver with the need for more. I pull out. She cries out from the loss of my cock. It's good to be me right now. Never has a pussy looked so welcoming, so pretty from the abuse of my cock. I reach down, flipping her over swiftly until her glorious ass is in the air, bared to my eyes. I bring my mouth down, awarding her with the heat of my breath against that tight ass, before I smack it just hard enough to hear her cry out with pleasure. She clenches tight. She thinks I'm going for her ass. And I might, but not tonight. Tonight, I just want to be buried inside of her tight pussy. I spread her legs, lifting one and holding it until her pretty pink pussy is fully exposed to me and my cock. It's growing more for her. Even now, her hips push for more and juices flow as her lips part to welcome me, red and angry from the abuse I'm doling out and she's taking. I'm not even close to being done yet. I plan to use every fucking minute of the time I was given, driving my cock into her welcoming sheath. I nudge myself at her opening, and she cries out, feeling the tip as I push inside of her slowly. She wants it fast, and she will get it, but she's more exposed this way, more open and vulnerable. She has no bloody fucking clue what is pushing into her, what she is allowing to fuck her pretty pink flesh. If she did, she'd run. My brands pulse with the need to